I find redeeming qualities in all experiences. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I find redeeming qualities in all experiences. We see a few videos, choosing them very selectively, and even choosing them selectively, sometimes they come out a little bit raunchy, but mostly they're pretty good. And when they're raunchy, we are very careful to say, can we find the redeeming qualities in all experiences? Can we find redeeming qualities in the video that we watched that we found just a little on the edge? What's a redeeming quality of it? Were we able to look past that, what appeared to be on the edge, and see through it into the magnificence that it is? Were we able to look beyond all appearances and see the redeeming qualities of life? One movie we saw was about dogs. And the movie was just great. The dogs were just gorgeous, beautiful. Alaskan huskies and so forth, and Malamutes and what have you. And they were just marvelous, and they were teamed up so beautifully, and the people who worked them were doing such an excellent job. But then they had overkill on having the sled hanging over the edge of a cliff and the dogs finally pulling them up and all sorts of things which were not really beneficial to the movie itself. And what they did was to make you sort of be incredulous for a moment and look at the things. Whereas if they hadn't done it quite so dramatically, quite so melodramatically, it would have been, in the eyes of some of us, a little more easy to take. However, if when we have that circumstance and we look at that overkill and we say to ourselves, no, what was the reason for that overkill? What was, I know, they wanted to show that the husky dogs have a mind of their own and that they can think and move and do a job regardless. And if they didn't do a job, they'd be pulled off the cliff themselves. And, oh yes, they wanted to show that these husky dogs had human virtues to them and had human qualities to them of being a caring, wonderful being. And, okay. If that's what we want to throw in there, go ahead. It sure could be a redeeming quality for the overkill that we saw. But, you see, it doesn't really matter. It just matters that we are always looking for the best in everything. No matter what we look at, we're always looking for the highest and finest and best in it. And if we look right, we'll find it. If we look at these husky dogs with their shoes on, pulling this sled that's falling off the cliff there back onto the cliff with two people hanging down below on it, amazing dogs, amazing activity. Well, if we're not too incredulous over it, if we don't doubt it too much, if we look at it, we say, wow, isn't that great? Wow! It just acts as though that's the real thing. That's just what they're really doing, because we are watching that movie because we wanted to get into that vibe of that crazy attitude the movie was offering to us. And as we did it, wonderful things happened. Oh, there's lots of things in the movie that made us feel kind of sad and kind of wondering, oh dear, why did they have to do that? But then they brought it all out in the end as a wonderful get-together, and it made it all redeeming of the whole movie. You see, sometimes we don't look far enough. We just look at the appearances of a thing, and if we're going to watch a movie, we watch it beginning to end. Because then we have the whole thing in our mind. But as each moment goes by, we take each moment and say, this is true. This is beautiful. This is lovely. And as we do that, then all those things are true, beautiful, and lovely. Now, it may be a bit fanciful. It may be, we might say, far out. But they say, truth is stranger than fiction. Yeah, how about that? Truth is stranger than fiction. Now, why do they say that? Because people, when they write their fiction, write it with a credulity, they write it with a expectation that it could possibly have happened, and people will believe it and will buy their fiction, whereas the truth No one would ever have believed such a thing could have taken place. No one would ever have believed that these dogs could pull that sled back over the edge of the cliff. No one would ever believe that these dogs would do the things they did and act in the way they did. And it had so much charm to it that the incredulity was lost by the charm. Now, we have that opportunity. I find redeeming qualities in all experiences. In every person that I deal with here on campus, I find redeeming qualities, starting with myself. Every one of us has good qualities about us. Every one of us is worthy of being loved and loved and loved and loved and loved in the same measure that we love. But we are loved regardless of whether we love or not, because those who love us don't love us because we love them or we love them in return. They love us because love is their nature. And this is what we want to do. We want to look at all experiences and find the redeeming quality of love that's present there, because it is present. And if we look closely at all our experiences, we'll find that redeeming quality of love. I often speak of my wonderful Rex, my golden retriever, 4 years old, just a big bundle of love. And he will go up and he'll jump on the couch and sit next to people and take the place that he wants, and then he'll lean his head back over his shoulder and give you a big smooch, big kiss. And everyone just falls head over heels in love with him. Now, he is, the redeeming quality of him is pure love. And our redeeming quality is when we can just accept that love and we don't think of it as a schlobber kiss, his big schlobbery tongue, but we just feel we have been touched by an angel. And more than that, we have been touched by God, because Rex is God expressing himself in the most marvelous, beautiful, fantastic way. And what's his redeeming quality? Our ability to see in him who we are and how wonderful it is. I find redeeming qualities in all experiences, and I know you do too. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.